Good morning, Sue, and welcome.
Good morning, Rosemary, and thank you for having me.
Sue, you're going to tell us a little bit about your wonderful guest speaker that was at your Zonta's International Women's Day luncheon. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, Rosemary. I met Annie McDonald, who was our guest speaker, and she and her girlfriend one afternoon were having a glass of champagne. Now, they're both retired police officers. So they were sitting watching this woman sewing out of secondhand material, and they asked what she was doing. And she said, oh, we've got children in our neighbourhood who are, you know, sort of so, you know, the mums can't afford really good clothes for them. So she thought that this was a brilliant idea. So she rounded up all her police friends, and after they'd cut off the badges and name tags and all the rest of it, they started making children's clothes. And this is for children who are in need or children who are at risk, particularly with domestic violence. So they have been, for the last 10 years, making clothes out of uniforms. Now, they use the police uniforms, and you can imagine how many, you know, how that often gets recycled. She's using emergency services like the ambulance. She's a good friend of Terry Irwin, so she's using all the khaki from Australia Zoo. So, yeah, so they're making all, and she just told us her story of how this all came about and the amazing work and where they send these, they send these clothes made from uniforms all over Queensland, rather, and it's just been the most wonderful success for her.
What a great idea, because those fabrics are too good to throw out, and you can't throw them out with all of the badges and everything on, Sue. Yeah, well done.
But this lady, as I said, was a speaker, and she just told it with such humour and the funny things that happen, and when the children receive these clothes. You know, she said there was one little team of boys and they were playing soccer. Mm. So these kids came over and sort of thought, oh, I like that and I like that and I like that. So, you know, and then when they ran back out into the second half, they looked like Michelin men because they had so many of these clothes on because they wanted, you know, they needed so much. So, yeah it's just wonderful that this can be done. Yeah. And she's appealing for people who can sew to help her. Everything will be supplied. So, yeah, I think it's a wonderful idea.
And how would they get in contact with her, Sue, or do they get in contact with
Zonta?
Probably
through me, yes, mm-hmm. Rosemary, probably mm-hmm. through me.
Good.
And just email the Zonta Club of Caboolture.
Yep.
And then they can find out how they can go about this. If they wish, as I said, everything's supplied and they just get to make clothes in their spare time.
Sounds
I think
good.
It's lovely, don't you?
It's fabulous, and I'm sure there's lots of other organisations that would like to donate their older things as well.
Their uniforms.
Sue, we'll leave it at that for the moment because we have taken up all our time, but it's lovely talking to you, and keep
lovely
up the good
to
work.
To speak to you too again, Rosemary.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Lovely.
Bye.
Thanks, Sue.